We commemorate this holiday weekend across America with a best of hour of America Weekend with Ed Kalenge. So sit back, relax, go get some more cold turkey, and enjoy the show.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalenge.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour, actress and Dancing with the Stars contestant, Maureen McCormick. That is right. Marsha. It is season 23 of Dancing with the Stars. Maureen is dancing her way into your hearts, and we will talk about it with, yes, the one and only Maureen McCormick. And I know we're going to talk about the Brady Bunch as well. How can we not? Then it will be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Hunt for the Wilder People. Then the story of Glenn Beck. Oh my, we don't normally talk about others in the talk radio brethren, but how can we not? Glenn Beck's blaze, well, the blaze seems that it will be burning itself out pretty soon, and we'll talk about why a talk radio guy needs to want to create movie studios and theme parks and hospitals. Just do your show already, we will have the story. Then we'll finish up the hour with lewd-sounding town names with Cara DeFalco. There are many town names in this country that are downright disgusting, but it's because you have a perverted mind. They really mean nothing, but they sound very scandalous. We start things off this hour with Amazon. Amazon is so much involved in our lives, is it not? We get our books from them. We get almost everything from them. People buy their clothing from them and all their household supplies, whatever. It's Amazon's world, and we're lucky we're allowed to live within it. Well, now, Amazon looks to be expanding their grocery delivery system. All right, are you kidding me? You are so busy, you cannot go out and buy your own liverwurst. Well, listen to how tech-savvy this is going to be. I found this in Fortune earlier this week, and it turns out that they are going to be introducing a new line of brick-and-mortar stores. Yes, regular stores you can go into. These are going to be Amazon convenience stores where you can buy certain things that are perishable. Produce, milk, I guess cold cuts, things like that. But you're going to have to be a member of this Amazon Prime thing. And it says here, according to the report, customers would use their phones or other touchscreen devices to buy things from the store. Are you freaking kidding me? Are we that tech savvy now? Are we just that so she at this point? You can't get in your car, go to a store, get up and walk inside and buy a freaking gallon of milk without having to engage your device to do it. Really? So you're going to have to tap your way. Okay, let me sign into my account. I want to order my low-fat milk. And now once the order is in, I will get there. And listen to this. You can drive up and they will bring it out to you. You don't even need to walk into a store anymore. But why do you need to get the damn phone or tablet involved to do this? Why can't we just walk into a store and buy something anymore? And really, you need all of your food delivered to you at home. So yes, your oatmeal and your raisin bran, it will be brought to your home by some Amazon courier or some drone, and they'll drop it onto your house like it's being bombed. But no, for your perishables, you're going to have to go to a brick-and-mortar Amazon store and pick it up. But first, you do have to enter your order into your phone. Are we getting to the point now where sexual relations will be conducted amongst each other through our phones and our tablets? Tap me here. You know, that's coming. It's coming. That's going to be 5 or 10 years from now. We're going to be doing a story like that on the show. Because we can't do anything on our own anymore. Where is the human experience? It is disappearing, folks. You can't get into a car and drive and walk into a store and buy something and go home. What? We're going to sit in our homes all the time and do what? Stay on Facebook and stay on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat and all this. And we have no time for anything else. So our rutabagas will be brought to... No, they won't be, because they're perishable. Order them online and then go pick them up. But everything else will be brought to your home, including your coffin. And that's sad. Stay with us, Maureen McCormick. Let's say it together. Marsha. She's next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Scientists now believe that less food intake actually helps animals to live longer. That means humans, too. Even back in 1935, Cornell University found that 30% fewer calories caused a 40% increase in the lifespan of mice. This kind of increase is equivalent to a human living to 160 years old. Less food has also increased the lifespan of yeast cells and worms, fruit flies, monkeys, and I love this, Labrador retrievers. And it's not just a matter of years either. You see, these various species not only live longer, but they live significantly more active lives than their non-dieting counterparts. And they also have fewer instances of diseases that are associated with aging, like cancer. Does that mean humans should adopt a less food, live longer diet? Well, when in doubt, trim it out.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Order in the court.
Have you ever been chased by the cops? This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Bob stole a car in Chicago and drove it out to the country. He was cruising down the highway when he noticed a couple of Illinois state troopers in hot pursuit. At first, Bob thought he was a goner. But then he remembered in the movies, when a crook crosses over the state line, the cops can't continue their pursuit. So Bob headed for the state line with a smile on his face. Is Bob right or wrong? Will the state troopers let Bob get away if he crosses over the state line? Stay tuned for the final verdict. So, will the cops stop at the state line? Yes, Bob was right. It's not true in every state, but it is true in Illinois. And that's the final verdict.